From the breath of pure creation comes a joy that sets my
This is our 51st anniversary. So during the pandemic, we couldn't celebrate it. But what was wonderful is that Viviana in Mexico City, I mean, was wonderful. I heard all about her through Janelle Ayan, who had worked with us as a dancer earlier. And then in our education program, she was a director of our education program. And she had danced with the national company in Mexico. And she said, Cleo, you've got to, first of all, you've got to know Viviana. And I knew about her mother because of Catherine Dunham. And so all of these connections were happening. And so we brought Viviana a couple of years ago to create her first work on the company after I had traveled there. And I did a little workshop with her dancers, and I fell in love. So, honey, it's a love story. This one, Four Journeys, is so brilliant.
And it's a true story.
Oh, yeah. And she's going to tell you all about it.
Tell me about it, Viviana.
Phenomenal.
Well, this is a... Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you, Cleo. Thank you, Janelle, for bringing me here to work with those wonderful, wonderful and beautiful dancers and with you as an artist. So she inspires us a lot. So we decide, I like to work also in fol-. I'm director of the Ballet Folklorica of Mexico. And then I have a contemporary company also. So what I'm doing is the history of Mexico through contemporary dance also. Mm-hmm. So this is a legend and a reality because we have 200 years in Mexico of the now. And it was called Galeón de Manila. So it changes all the routes, even the silk route in the world. And I get involved to learn what was the 200 years, what left in America, because it left a lot of things in America, the mantillas that came through Mexico to Spain, abanicos, and that we use it. So even in Philippines, there's a small town called Mexico, and so they have our religion, the Mexican Catholic religion, in Philippines because of this tour. The first tours were like no return. And then they found how to make a tornaviaje. So what you'll see is between the reality and the legend. So they arrive in the sea coming out with new lands because they discover America, how to travel to Philippines and come here because they used to have from Europe a huge tour to all Asia. And this, so Mexico was to be the line in between Asia and Europe.
Yeah. Right. And about the cultures, these cultures, people who didn't necessarily want to come to another country,
yes.
How the cultures kind of are being embraced.
And I think that's what's so wonderful. When we began to talk about this work, it was so amazing because, you know, having been in Mexico and see all the richness, but all the mixtures of culture. But most people don't know the history. So I think this is going to be phenomenal for young people also. We will have a matinee that will be live streamed on Friday. And the young people will learn that Mexico is influenced by Africa, Asia, Europe, and of course the indigenous culture.
Yes.
And so there's so much more. We're going to be working on this for a while, just discovering.
And this was documented.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So talk about that, if you would, about the filming.
Yes. Oh, yes. There was a big film, and we started rehearsing also by Zoom. So the film was in some moments by Zoom. They make me the interview in Mexico. They make the interview here to Cleo, and the work that we make by Zoom, trying to trespass all that technology and let the art go into the soul. So I think that's one of the important things that we did.
Thursday night, we'll be able to share. It'll be, the University of Michigan had commissioned Four Journeys. And so they were waiting for us to premiere it there. We actually and Janelle knows this, we were rehearsing it in Oklahoma City.
At the because you had worked with the community college there,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. So we were going to go right into premiering it right away, and then the pandemic hit. So the University of Michigan said, well, what can we do to support it? So we began to get kind of creative about it. Since it's all virtual, we said, well, then let's document the moment that we're in. So I think it's really extraordinary.
If you've just tuned in, I'm speaking to Cleo Parker Robinson and also to Viviana Basanta Hernandez, and she is the artistic director of Ballet Folklorico de México. And wow,
thank you.
Expressing life through dance is not an easy task to do, but there you can express all of the emotion. And I'm really, really excited about this production. And Viviana, it's such a pleasure to have you here in Denver.
No, thank you, Susan. I'm really happy to be here and to do this work with this dancers that when I arrived, I saw them and I said, jump here. And I saw, don't stay at the air.
Don't stay in the air.
Right.
Calm down. Right.
So thank you. But I'm really happy to be here.
The beauty of music and dance is that it crosses all the language barriers.
Oh, yes.
Even though you may not understand the lyrics to a song, you feel the motion, you feel it. And so I think you two working together on this is going to be a beautiful thing. And on that note, Cleo, I'm really excited as well about Freedom Dance. And this is a beautiful story about you and our very own Diane Reeves finally collaborating on something. And you know what I found very interesting, though, Cleo? This is just a side note. Is that Charlie Burrell brought you home from the hospital?
I know. Is that deep?
Whoa.
Is that crazy, Susan?
Yes.
And you know, I never knew this until the last performance he did with the Colorado Symphony. He stood on stage, and I can't remember what piece we were doing together. But, you know, I'd been working with the symphony since 1970. And so when he said, you know, I just want to tell the audience, this is his 50th year, right, that one thing makes me very proud. I brought that one home from the hospital. He pointed at me and I went, oh, what? I didn't know. I mean, I never knew.
Yeah.
So I went home. I said, Daddy, did Charlie Burrell make it up? Because you know he can storytell. So he said, no, baby, he did. He said, I was working, and you know how I hate hospitals. I said, what? And we lived in the Rossonia.
Yeah.
So it made sense.
Yeah.
I mean, but at that moment, I was just tickled. So I tell it all the time now.
Well, it's a beautiful story. And now you and Diane are working together. And the song that we opened up with, Freedom Sound, she's re-recorded it, and she will be live. Journeys is this weekend, by the way, at the Ellie Calkins Opera House, Saturday, 7 p.m., or Sunday, 2 p.m. But tell me a little bit about working with Diane.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's just phenomenal. She's just such an extraordinary artist, and I've always known this, but I've never worked in the studio with her before. I mean, she works, and then she plays. So that's what I love. I said, when she went and did the recording, she said, Cleo, this is a recording I've always wanted to do, and I've never worked with dancers, ever. I never. And so I said, this is crazy. And then we had never worked together. But Shalene, my co-founder, poet, had seen her in San Francisco. And as soon as she saw her do Freedom Dance, she said, Cleo, you've got to hear Freedom Dance. And I said, well, honey, I love all of her work. She said, no, you've got to hear this one. She said she performed it last night. This was a year ago. So you've got to do it. So when Shalene found out that she was in Denver during the pandemic, I said, well, I'll just call her. I'm doing a concert. I mean, only in a couple of months.
Right,
I mean,
right,
that's
right.
How that happened. And so she said, Cleo, I've always wanted to record it. If you tell me yes, I will go back to L.A., record it, come back. And in a week, she put it all together in L.A. And so she is really, she's a phenomenal woman and so gracious and so humble. And so damn talented.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, and
the Grammy Award singer. I mean, you know,
right?
Wow.
5-time Grammy Award winner.
Yes.
But the thing is, you both are so incredibly busy, and there's really nothing good at all about the pandemic.
No.
But if there's maybe a little silver lining, is it's given all of us more time to reflect on things that are important in our lives, and also our time.
Yeah.
Our time, because a lot of people have had a lot of time not being able to travel. So it's fortunate in that respect that you two got to be together and make this happen.
Well, you know, we've been around, we both tour internationally. So I would be in different countries, and I would see in the hotel a little flyer that would say Max Roach, Diana Reeves, blah, blah, blah. And I'd go, oh, God, Diane's going to be here. And I can, and then it would be either before or after I was there. And that's happened in like Turkey and Paris and all kinds of places. So I went, you mean now we're not trying to discover each other on the planet? We're right here. And so she sang it for the dancers yesterday for the first time.
Oh.
And I think, you know, we're in the shorter AME church. I think it elevated for a moment. You know, just it, like dancers suspended, the whole studio came up. But they'd already been in a natural high after working with Viviana in the morning. Then Diane in the afternoon, the dancers will be so ready for this this concert.
And everybody, I hope that you are going to join us. It's going to be an incredible evening. And also, so now we'll try to speed this up because we could talk for a long time.
I know, Annie.
But Standing on the Shoulders was commissioned by the Vail Valley Foundation.
Yes.
And you guys went up there and premiered it there. Tell me a bit about that.
This is Omar Thomas's wonderful piece come Sunday. And I just knew during the pandemic when Damien, who is the artistic director of the Vail International Dance Festival, asked me to, he commissioned the work. He said, I want you to do something that unites us because we haven't been in Vail a whole year, and bring the community together and bring the dancers together. And there would be New York City Ballet, American Ballet, Little Buck, all these amazing artists. And he said, we all need to come together because we haven't. The pandemic has really, you know, just it was such isolation for everyone.
Yeah.
But my soul was so down about George Floyd and the economy and just the racism, and it was really sad. So I couldn't, I said, I don't think I can do what he's asking me to do, which is bring everybody up when I'm so down. So one of our new members of our staff, Tobias Junior, he said, have you heard, he's still at the University of California, San Diego. He says, and I hadn't met him yet, really. He said, have you heard of Omar Thomas's Come Sunday? I said, no, but I'm just going to listen to everything. I heard it. I said, that's where I am. I had to go from a really, really very private place to a place of celebration. So after we finish this wonderful poetry with Shalene, she's going to be doing...
And she'll be reading her
Shalene
poem.
Is going to do the poetry. She's come back after... You know, we started the company 51 years ago. So here she is about 3 decades later working with me. We haven't worked together in all these years, but she's ecstatic, you know.
Well, that's good. That's exciting. And then we have fusion. And, you know, our hearts are with the people of Haiti now after the earthquake and all of the horrible things happening, you know. And so tell us about fusion.
Oh, yes. Well, this is this is so interesting that while we were in the pandemic, we worked on Zoom, which was the worst way to work for dancers and other artists. I'm sure many people. But, you know, we couldn't feel, we couldn't touch, but we were getting ready to go on tour to Jacob's Pillow, and then we had a 15-city Asian tour. So we were taking Fusion on tour, and then everything stopped. So I just left the piece. And then when we began to think about, well, how do we make this program at the Ellie work? And I said, well, I was working on Wisdom of the Baobab that I had done with Jay Hogard, and I thought, well, maybe that's the one. But then I said, no, let's bring more of an African element, more of an element that really brings the artists that have inspired us as well. So when Jean-Guy Santos out of Haiti came 10 years ago after the first earthquake, and he created this work, and then he taught our children, and he taught them all about how Haiti survives almost anything. That survival. And so here we are, another earthquake, the president being murdered.
Right.
I mean, unbelievable conflict. So he never heard from me in 10 years. 10 years. So I called him and I said, I'm doing this concert and we want to do fusion and we're bringing you. And he went, you have no idea how I need to be there. So he's going to help us understand what's going on and how we can help because it's devastating.
Oh, I know. Well, this is a multicultural experience. And Viviana, tell me, do you see yourself doing more work with Cleo? Would you like to collaborate more?
Sure. We have a lot to tell together.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to keep going and to keep working. We have a lot of, now we're making a piece that I started a few years ago that is Border, and maybe that is with a Mexican musicians that they are making a computer music with folk music. So they are doing a great work. So, yes, I want her to meet Arturo Márquez, that's the composer. He's one of the best composers in the world.
Oh,
because everybody is doing their his lucky pieces,
yes,
his works,
yes,
all over the world, Dudamel, Parra, many directors are choosing Arturo Márquez's work.
If you would like to get tickets to attend Journeys, I suggest you get them now. You can go to cleoparkerdance.org. And speaking of the pandemic, I just want you to know that they are asking that people show proof of being vaccinated. You will be asked to wear a mask during the performance. I think small children, like five and under, don't have to.
Yeah.
But and if you do not have a vaccination, you have to have proof of a COVID test.
Yeah.
And so we just want, this is so beautiful for all of us to be able to come together like this. And for you two talented, strong, powerful women, I just love you so much, to be able to have you come together and present this to a community.
Yeah.
This is powerful. This is.
Yeah.
So, let's take care of each other.
Yes.
Let's take care of each other.
Well, it's people are brave to be creative during this time, and it's very difficult. But we need each other. We need each other, and we need each other in our highest places.
And I understand, you know, you asked your dancers to get vaccinated.
Oh, they all got vaccinated.
So, I mean,
it's been challenging every step of the way.
It is.
This is no easy thing, but it will be in the past. We'll remember this time.
And events like this will make us stronger.
Oh, absolutely.
Stronger and just, yes.
We'll bring our strength together. And that's, I've become stronger just with Janelle here.
And Janelle, introduce Janelle
for
Viviana
me. And Viviana and Roberto, who's doing these amazing images with the Keto's fabulous. He's in Japan, so we've been working Mexico, Japan, Denver, all over. And so bringing the world together in this way. But Janelle has been just great. You know, she's now living in Mexico City, you know, and I'm like, what? She was living right around the block from the studio, three blocks, and so I could just run
and
over
and
there.
Tell me how you know each other.
She's an extraordinary dancer who danced with Jeanette Trujillo, who worked with us for years. And so, you know, she grew up and then left and danced with the national company. So when you go into the National Ballet Folklorico de Mexico, you see this huge banner, this picture, and it's of Janelle. And of course, Viviana and her mother. And, she really bridges the gaps. She brings us together in a way that's really wonderful, because I probably would never have taught there and brought my company there. We toured Acapulco, and where else did we go? We went all over the place.
Let's see, we played Acapulco for the Festival of the Now, which celebrates the Now of China, which the Four Journeys is based on.
Mm-hmm.
And we also played the Festival de las Almas in Valle de Bravo, Estado de México, and that's where the butterflies make their journey back to reproduce.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's so nice that here you are connected again.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's wonderful to be home in Colorado, and at the same time, it's fantastic to live in my second home in Mexico City again, and of course, to continue working working with my dear friend and mentor Viviana Basant Hernandez and our beautiful Cleo Parker Robinson, who is very much a mentor and a mother to all of the artists and creative people here in Denver and the state of Colorado and around the world.
Viviana, a very great pleasure to meet you.
And thank you, Susan. And the arts is bringing us together. I think the best thing that happens in the pandemic was the arts.